are so many quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. It's If You're Listening, one person's mission to force your friend to listen to all the music he avoided in high school. I'm Ramsey.
Are there a lot of quarterbacks this year?
I don't know. That's the ad I keep getting at the beginning of every Ringer podcast.
Oh, how many are good and how many are just Kirk Cousins?
I've skipped it by that point. Yeah. I've never heard the next sentence.
I don't remember what the middle part is, but basically in how many it ends with, and how many are just Kirk Cousins.
Okay. All right. Yep. I've been hearing that for months.
Yeah, that and the stick the landing one.
Yes.
Yep. But I like that one because it's Andy.
It's your friend.
I love him.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to the NFL podcast.
I also do not. I do listen to one NFL podcast, though.
What one?
It's called Foosballs.
Oh.
And it's
okay.
Carl Tart and others.
Okay.
Talking about mostly fantasy football, but I enjoy it.
Did I do fantasy football this year? Yeah, I did really poorly.
As did I.
Ramsey, happy 2 days after 420.
Why is that notable?
420?
Yeah.
It's just a nice round number.
Ah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Nice. Ramsey.
Wait, that's not the right number.
I know. I just didn't have anything else to say.
Okay, fair enough. And I gave you nothing, so there's that.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
exactly. Cool. Exactly.
Sorry, Heather.
Quite all right. Ramsey.
Heather.
Do you remember over on our Patreon a couple of weeks ago, I gave you a little intro / reminder about a couple of bands?
Yes. We were, you were working on the Avengers of Fun.
Uh-huh. Correct.
We got all their solo projects.
Took me a minute. I got there.
And now they're coming together.
Uh-huh.
For the Fun Initiative, arranged by Nick Fury.
This was mentioned on the Patreon, so sorry for our patrons. But basically, I one day just realized we had never done a Fun album, and I was shook.
We have never done a Fun
album. To my core. That's not even true. shook to my core, though. We've done Steel Train, and we've done a Format album.
Yes.
But we had never done Fun.
What was the name of the other band that we...
Onathalo.
Onathalo.
That was the one you liked the most.
Yes. I just couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember the name of the guy in that one. He was the new combatant.
Andrew Dost.
Mm-hmm. MS Dost. Yes.
Exactly.
Got it.
So today we're going to pick up and we're going to do the first Fun album.
And this is not the one that I know songs from already.
Mm-mm. Why would I do that to you? Let you listen to something you might enjoy?
Or at least might recognize.
No. That's not what we do over here. No, we might do that one because honestly... So the first Fun album, I loved the format and I loved Steel Train. So I was very excited for this happening. The second album, I was not super into. I was very into this first album and then I kind of fell off on the big album.
This matches your Taylor Swift trajectory.
I don't love when things are popular, apparently. But it's not, it definitely was not me being like, oh, this is sellout behavior,
yeah,
like anything
no.
like that. I just, I don't know. They didn't stick with me, but I am curious now if going back to it, I would feel differently because I like pop music a lot more now.
Interesting.
Than I did at that time. So I do think we should do it at some point just because I think that'd be an interesting revisit for me.
Yeah.
Or
you're just out of step with what the popular top 40 consciousness wants.
I like things that are just one step to the side
of
it.
Yes.
Because I still like the artists. Just
you like 41 through 100.
Exactly. but yeah, so this is the first album. The format broke up in February of 2008, and this album came out in August of 2009.
Wow, that's okay. That's pretty quick. Well, I guess.
Year.
I mean, to put together a band and get a record deal.
Well, did they have a record deal?
Oh,
it came out on some weird label.
Yeah, and I
Network
guess.
Network group.
It's an easy sell of like, hey, it's the guy from Steel Train. It's the guy from the format.
Yeah.
Who wants it?
Yeah. Well, it still was, I don't know what this label is, so maybe it was a harder sell, but anyways.
Yeah. Your foot's in the door, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, basically, according to Wikipedia, Nate called up Jack, and they called up Andrew, and they said, let's make a band, baby.
Was Steel Train done?
That's a good question.
Or did he break up Steel Train?
Scandal. Oh, no, there was another Steel Train album still after this one.
Okay, so this is just another project. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep. I loved this album a lot. I saw them tour on this album, I think twice, maybe three times even, actually. What else can I tell you about this album? The album was described what a pop album should sound like.
Oh. So with this level of band, I'm imagining like what a fun show became once they hit it really big.
Oh, I assume it was very theatrical.
Yeah. Especially with that sound that I know.
Uh-huh.
Is there any element of that here, or is it just kind of straight ahead rock show?
There's a little bit of that here. I think there's a little bit of theatrics
okay.
in this album. I mean, we're not talking like, I mean that like, musically
yes.
versus like the Black Parade theatrics.
Right.
Not
theater major style.
Theater minor.
Yes. Got it.
The rollout for this in my memory was like, I'm trying to think back because I'm seeing that they rolled out one song and it was just like, hey, here's a song. Like it was probably like from a fucking mailing list. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, like the format mailing list. And it was like, oh shit, what is this? New format song? Just kidding. New thing. And then this album. So that was, when did that single come out? Oh, well, August. Okay, so it came out a couple weeks before the actual album. Normal.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so then...
There's probably some rumbling of like, hey, we're doing a thing.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, I'm misreading this. April is when that song came out.
Okay.
And then... And they announced the album would be out in August. And between then, they toured.
Oh, okay.
Fucking touring on like three songs?
That's interesting.
Who knew? Maybe they were doing some covers. Who knows? They toured with Manchester and Hello Goodbye and Limbeck. And then the album came out.
Hmm.
What else can I tell you?
My biggest question about Fun is
yes.
how did they get Janelle Monáe? But I guess that's a question for the next album.
Sure is.
All right.
Am I going to have the answer? No, I don't think she was that famous then, was she?
I heard of her.
Yeah, but I think she got famous. Like, I think she was doing things, but I feel like that song really skyrocketed her popularity. But we'll have to check that later because I don't know about those dates.
Interesting. I feel like her first album was cool. And
oh, I think she was cool for
yeah.
sure. I mean, she is cool.
I agree.
Yeah,
she's still cool.
She's still cool. I don't really know much about Janelle Monáe, to be honest.
Tell me the name of this album.
Aim and Ignite.
Aim and Ignite. This to me sounds like it's going to be a hard rock heavy album. I don't think that's what I'm going to get from Fun.
I don't think that's what you're going to get.
But yeah, that sounds like a click, click, boom
style.
Well, here's
the thing is like, I, not to show my hand, but I think there's a chance you like this album.
I think that's possible. I mean, I like what I do know about Fun.
Yeah, you famously love Fun.
I do. And I like Dost.
That's true.
He's great.
I was like, what? Yeah. I think, okay. Well, I think you might even like this album art.
Please show me it.
Oh, I have a fucking screen protector thingy on. Sorry.
Impossible to see. It was the, like, as if your brightness was at 2.
Sorry, I forgot.
This is a good album cover.
I thought you might like it.
It looks like almost like cut out.
Yep.
And... Love the pattern on the... I should say what it is.
Yes.
There's a soldier with a field bugle standing in a bunch of tulips, holding a gun.
Yes.
That he is aiming. And sitting on top of the gun is a peacock with its tail down.
Yep.
That's a really cool illustration style, too.
I know, I really like it.
1950s book.
Yeah.
Children's book.
Yeah.
Or maybe 60s.
Yeah.
Great colors. I love, this is a great cover.
I thought you would like it.
I am curious, is this art that they got for the cover or was it existing art?
I don't know the answer to that.
But good color scheme.
Let's see if I can find anything about it. Artwork by Jacob Weinstein. Let's look up old Jacob.
I like that he's already old Jacob.
Oh, this was a while ago.
Holden Caulfield over here.
Jacob Weinstein, okay. Oh, his illustrations are cool. You would like them. You will like them.
All right.
My guess is it was probably original for this, and you will like these illustrations.
I don't know how to say this guy's last name, but kind of reminds me of Adrian Tumine.
I don't know them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah.
A lot of infographics,
same.
Too.
Yeah. like this a lot. Good job.
Cool.
Agreed. Oh, he did some other like inside of the album art. He did drawings of the members of the band.
Oh, nice.
Cute. Okay. Ramsey, shall we get into this?
Let us do so. I thought that was a harmonica at first.
Mm-mm. I haven't listened to this in a really long time. I should have mentioned that. And so I am also curious how it's going to be for me.
This is too hard for me. I was right.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Accordion. Mm-hmm. He's got a great voice. I stand by that.
Yeah. Very controversial opinion. He has a great voice.
I don't care what anyone says. He can sing good.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a string quartet the entire time.
I don't know. I think you're going to like this.
Definitely thought it was going to go the other direction and get louder there. It got much quieter.
Tricked ya.
It did. All the treetops turning red, the bakers near bodegas grinning. Me, I think they
Heathers.
Like not silently clapping her hands together.
to the beat, yes. Not like applauding.
No. Yes, you're right. Be calm. I know you feel like you were breaking. This is down. A wild swing for an opening track.
I think it will make sense with the album once you get a little more into it. It is a true opener, in my opinion.
Okay.
Not that it's like not its own song.
Yeah.
Like I'm not calling it an intro, but yeah, I really like it.
Between the sound of this and the album cover, this feels like a Wes Anderson project.
Yeah. What Wes Anderson would have been out at this point? We would have been in Life Aquatic era?
What year did you say?
2009?
We might have a Darjeeling at this point. Like the claps.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a theremin came in when he said theremin.
Fun. That's the name of the song is Be Calm.
Got it. Kind of Beatles-y with the horns.
Fantastic Mr. Fox was 2009.
There you go.
Darjeeling was 2017. Life Aquatic was 2004.
Ooh, harmony.
Yeah. I'm trying to listen to see if I can tell who it is.
Yeah, I was trying to work that out too, if it was.
And it's probably Jack, but I don't know.
Whoa. So high.
Yeah.
Oh. I reacted like it sounded bad. It was more, I'm yeah. impressed.
So yeah, all three of them are credited with vocals.
Oh, interesting.
So it could be any of them. And both Andrew and Jack did play drums at various points.
Interesting.
So hard to say.
Do they all get songwriting?
That's a good question. This one says written by Nate. Let's see.
I wonder how they would do this live, if they would just do a guitar-y version of it, or...
No, they toured with a lot of people.
Did they?
Yeah. Maybe not on this album, they didn't tour with as many, but I do think they toured with more than just the three of them, if I'm remembering.
Got it.
I gotta check, because all these are saying Nate.
Whoa.
This one is called Benson Hedges.
Benson Hedges?
Benson Hedges.
All right. Wow, this does not sound like the type of album that would come out on a tiny little label.
Sounds huge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard because like Spotify's credits are not always right. So, but I am curious about this.
Who produced this?
That's what I'm trying to find out. You read my mind. Let's see. Okay, Steve McDonald produced it. Worked a lot with the Melvins.
Huh. A band whose name I know. And they're in...
Steven is married to That Dog vocalist, Anna Warnicker.
Oh. Oh, they did a... They had a side project band together, too.
Interesting. Okay, wait. I think I found it on Discogs. Let's see. I love this song.
This is good.
Okay. There's the accordion person. Let's see. Okay. There's arranged by credits for Andrew and Nate.
If Fun reunites, I have not heard anything on the accordion that I couldn't handle.
Sure.
So I will
you'll jump in.
Do it. I'm assuming the accordionist is the one who broke up the band.
Probably. So the written by credits are just Fun.
Okay.
So I assume that means they split writing credits?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't what broke them up.
Oh man, you probably missed it because I think we talked over it. There were female vocals on that first track, and it was the woman from
Mad
Dog. Mm-hmm. She's also on track 5. I'll try to remind you when we get there.
All right. Heather, when she mentioned That Dog, gestured to the record that I have.
Oh, wait. Also, Rachel Antonoff was apparently featured on track 1 too, so I don't know who it was, but maybe both of them. Who knows?
I mean, there's like an entire chorus, it sounds
now,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one, two, there's at least two other vocalists credited on this track.
This is good.
I love it.
Yeah, how could you not like this?
It's just Fun, right?
It is just Fun. I've already kind of forgotten what the format sounded like. But they were, it was not this.
Quieter
yeah.
than this. Little quieter, a little more indie.
Yeah.
Definitely less instruments.
Right. Yes.
The format was only two guys.
What was. It sounded like he was just going, yum, yum, yum.
I think he was. I do think, like, I don't know. I think after doing that Patreon episode, it is. I kind of can see how all three are brought together because Abafala was the one that I was like least familiar with. And that,
that was the biggest one.
Yeah.
In terms of sound.
Exactly. So many instruments.
Yep.
Like I do feel like that. This is a really nice meshing of that.
Yeah, I agree. This is just like them all assembled.
Yeah. This is a good one. On a Saturday
night. So I call. Is it possible you played this for me? That rings a bell.
Definitely is. I love this song.
I like the 12-string guitar at the beginning.
I want to see. My guess is this is the most popular song on this album. Ooh. Weird. It's not. But it's the second most popular.
Okay.
The one that is the most popular is confusing to me. We'll have to see when we get there.
Is this one that they... What is the first song that came out in April?
Good question. I already forgot. It was... At Least I'm Not As Sad As I Used To Be.
Which we haven't heard yet.
Correct.
It is on this album?
Yeah. This was a single, though. This was the second single that came out in November. At Least I'm Not As Sad As I Used To Be. The release date, according to... Wikipedia is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Heather.
I was probably excited. I said, thank you for this gift.
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of ELO.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I think it's mostly the backing vocals doing that to me, but... Every single night it's up the same. Yep, this is good.
I know this might get boring of us just saying we like
this.
We like it. This was, I'm looking at the review scores, very well received across the board.
Signed based on this album to a bigger label.
Yeah, let's see what they put the next album out on. Oh, Fueled By.
And that's under the umbrella of a larger label.
Yeah, Atlantic.
Got it. Oh yeah, that's it.
Warner.
Okay.
Whatever.
Listen to this ELO guitar sound solo.
I know. I don't understand how record labels work, to be honest.
Yeah, it's,
I feel like they're all nested.
The fact that there's all the weird imprints and stuff.
Yeah. And then it's like distribution. I don't understand how any of that works, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I remember when I discovered Rhino Records, that mm-hmm. label. They were the ones that would put out the Mystery Science Theater VHS tapes.
So weird.
And then learning that that was, I just pictured it's just a bunch of indie people putting out this thing that they love, but they're making money doing it.
Yeah.
And then, oh no, they're just owned by a giant company. And
yes.
Them referencing the 80s gives credence to my ELO theories. We're recording this on a Saturday.
We are. Great.
What about them?
I don't know. We would have to listen to the lyrics, I think. This is I Want to Be the One.
Is this about the Matrix?
Probably.
Definitely sounds like it.
Sounds very Matrix-y.
Yep. I like that joke from Flight of the Conchords that they wrote a song about Lord of the Rings after the movie had already came out to get it on the soundtrack. All my biggest mistakes or the way that I made it out. I like this so far.
I don't remember this one as much.
A lot of orchestra stuff.
Yeah. Which does make sense for the album that comes after this.
Yeah. I think we went over this on the Patreon. Just two fun albums?
Correct.
Okay.
I did not. Playful. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, this. You know what this is reminding me of? That Ben Folds / Regina Spektor song.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's a good lyric. Cigarettes are raining hard on the Upper East Side.
What are you picturing there with the cigarettes line?
Just a bunch of Upper East Side people smoking.
Okay. The raining hard was giving me pause. Are people throwing their cigarettes out the windows?
On the ground, probably.
Okay. French horns, I think?
I don't know. Sounds great.
I like it.
Love it.
Did not think it was going to be a song about songwriting.
Yeah.
When it was called I Want to Be the One.
Yeah.
Harpsichord.
This is crazy, actually. Okay, so it's rumored that the song is about Rachel Antonoff.
Okay.
So who Nate was dating at this time.
Right. Forgot that.
And knowing that, I was just reading the line, and your brother with his best friend shares the name of an inebriate.
Okay.
And this is what the Genius annotation says, and I hope this is true. Go ahead.
That Jack has a friend named Daniel?
Yep. That's good, right?
Yeah, that is
his
good.
His best friend is apparently named Daniel.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
What a very specific thing to put it in the song.
So, I mean, very cute. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what the song is about, you certainly are the only one to put that in a song.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good, right?
They should do a third album.
I know. So this was the one that was the single, the first single. New metal
friends and what just was not expecting to hear new metal.
Yeah.
Turns out I saw them a couple of days weird. Ago. The Tetris-y organ. Track five, isn't it?
Sure is. Is that the woman from that time?
I can't tell for sure.
Let me see.
It's a little higher register than she sings on there, but I think so.
She is credited on this track, as is Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel, as though we're friends. I don't have to say her full name.
Huh. I like this.
I mean, it is a wild lead single because it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Does this fit in with anything you were listening to at the time? Besides Steel Train?
That's a good question. What year did we say?
2009.
What the fuck was I listening to in 2009?
Were you in New York yet?
Nope.
Oh, that's when I moved to New York, so no.
Let's see if I have... I used to keep playlists of every year. Let's see if it goes back to 2009. I might have started it in 2012.
Pull up the Last FM.
Dude, I'm gonna.
Do you still have premium? I think that's the only way.
Ugh,
to we'll sort by year.
No, I don't, but let's see.
Wow, we're getting deep in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just fun. Interesting tempo.
Yeah.
Kind of slow, but it doesn't feel slow. I like it. I don't... At least I'm not as sad as I used to be.
Yeah. Correct. They said we would have seen you
2 years ago. I'm definitely getting more Black Parade than you thought. You seemed to indicate I would. It's like a happy Black Parade?
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
It's like a white parade?
Yeah. While we were laughing and drinking. Smoking. Yeah, maybe
Heather's dancing over there.
Yeah, maybe that's why I feel I don't disagree with you, but I feel like it doesn't register in my brain as that. Maybe because it is more upbeat. That is it.
That's my life. Little mandolin.
Who knows? They got every instrument over there. Yeah. I don't keep friends.
I keep going into waltz.
Yep. This is also. Fun has a lot of words.
Yes,
a
they
thing
do.
I notably
yes.
like. Ugh. And that's a wee message status right there. I don't fall in love, I just fake it.
Oh. Showing off at the end.
I know.
Yeah, good single.
I upgraded my Last FM.
Oh, wow.
I gotta know what I was listening to in 2009, and I don't know any other way to do it.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It was $3.
Okay.
I spent $3 on the air. It's fine.
It's worth $3.
It's worth $3.
Charge it to the show.
Yeah.
just a Roman candle. Okay, that time I do not think you were on the beat.
I can't really snap. I'm like not a good snapper.
Is that true? I don't think I do that. Get on the mic.
That's really bad.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
I'm gonna try it now.
That's so much better than mine was.
I mean, I'm looking at the waveform here. It was a better snap. Ooh, Heather, you're.
I'm not good at snapping.
You're doing it on the like cheater. Heather's holding it like away from like she snaps towards her other fingers.
What do you mean?
Like I feel like it's.
Am I snapping wrong?
I think you are. So I'm using my second finger and my thumb. And
second point. Oh, your ring finger.
Ring finger.
Okay.
No.
No, your middle finger.
Middle finger. No. Wait. Yes,
middle
finger.
We've both forgotten how to snap. Okay, continue.
And so I'm... The other fingers are, like, away, but you're kind of, like, going down the barrel of your hand.
Now this makes no noise. This doesn't do anything.
It got worse. Wait, so what finger do you use?
Ring.
Ring finger. I'm going to try that. Oh, weird. No, yeah, that's bad.
But my middle finger doesn't do anything. That's just fingers rubbing together.
Which of those two fingers is stronger, would you say?
My ring finger.
Interesting.
This is crazy.
Try it with your pointer.
I can't.
Yeah, that's not
good. I have a carpal tunnel in this one, so I can't even feel that.
Weird. Yeah, I can't
show
get anything.
Show me again. I don't understand how to snap.
I wonder. I feel like this is the image of somebody calling a waiter.
I can't do it. I can't snap.
So interesting. Now I'm wondering who's doing it wrong or what's...
Well, clearly me, because no sound comes out.
Yeah, you're bad either way. How to snap. Yeah, the image that comes up is definitely middle finger.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
I'll send you this Reddit thread. How to snap your fingers from r/learnuselesstales.
Thank you. I can't figure out how to see 2009. Oh my god, they got so many charts though.
It often helps to lick your middle finger.
Now it's just slippery.
Oh,
that's my ring finger.
That's
though.
Better. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, Just a Roman Candle is now about snapping.
Uh-huh. Sorry to everyone. I still can't figure out a poll.
Probably bad to listen to. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry. We got distracted.
Ooh. Jazzy.
Mm-hmm. This one is Walking the Dog. I would listen to this when I walked a dog.
Heather's doing some big bops.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Lori Anderson has a song called Walk the Dog. It's very different from this.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this rules.
You like it?
This is a great song. That guitar line is really fun. I may have heard this song. That na-na-na sounded familiar, but I'm sure a lot of songs use that, actually.
Probably.
Boom.
Whoa, funky. I don't even know what's happening there.
Yeah. Okay, this arrangement is a simpler thing. Like, I can pick three people could play this, conceivably.
This one, sure.
It is far synthier than I thought it would be.
This one, this is really the first one, though, don't you think?
No, there's been some synth.
Okay.
Not a ton. It's mostly been
instruments.
Who's this?
I don't know. There's too many vocalists on this album.
It doesn't sound like Jack to me.
No, I would agree with that.
So I'm going to say Dost.
Yeah, could be.
weird that we're evoking the Boys of Summer.
That song really had staying power.
It did.
And there was a really good Atari's cover that happened in the early 2000s that I feel like in our world gave it a big resurgence, in my opinion.
I think I remember reading somewhere that that's about baseball.
Oh.
I think.
I like that.
It's not like a movie. It's not all skin and bones. So come on, love. I didn't love that drum fill.
I did. I'm just kidding. I didn't really care that much.
Are you still fighting with Last FM?
Yes.
The na na na's are reminding me of Angel in the Centerfold. Took me a second. I had to say it out loud to get there.
I like that.
Yeah, so far there has not been a song I didn't like.
I love that. I gotta look up the name of this one. This one is not ringing a bell to me immediately. This one is, Bar Lights.
Bar Lights.
Okay. I don't know if I remember this one as well. Let's see. Never in all my life have I seen eyes as empty as these streets in my city on a Saturday night. Or the green of your eyes say go. Hold on. It's in my brain somewhere. But I don't need to be reminded. Oh, yeah.
This isn't doing much for me yet.
Give it a minute.
I will. These songs do a lot of things, so.
Yeah, truly.
I'm not going to write anything off early. I'm coming home alone
tonight. Okay, things I was listening to in 2009. City in Color.
Don't know it.
A lot of City in Color. Taylor Swift. Weird, I know.
That was before you considered yourself a Swiftie.
Correct.
But it's number two.
Never Shout Never, which that's not for you, but for listeners, this podcast kind of early Never Shout Never is sort of in line with this. The second Something Corporate album.
Okay.
Fun. Bon Iver.
Mm.
Passion Pit.
Would that be the first Bon Iver album? Yeah. Oh.
Or no, it's Blood Bank. I don't know what that is. Anyways. Passion Pit. 303, hilarious. More Fun.
Wow, that is a list of bands that we have mostly not covered on the show that I don't know.
Most of them aren't good.
Oh.
Third Eye Blind.
What? In 2009? That feels really late.
I love Third Eye Blind.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I guess I didn't know that was on your list of loves.
Ooh, I love, yeah. Band of Horses, wow.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Same.
The Funeral.
Oh my God. Remember when Ben Gibbard did the music for that movie about Jack Kerouac?
No.
He did.
What's the movie called?
One Fast Move or I'm Gone. Music from Kerouac's Big Sur.
No. Nope.
That's the album name. It's good.
It's the first time hearing about this project.
Party in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
The Rocket Summer. This all tracks. Isley. Yeah.
Isley. I remember that name. I don't remember.
I don't know if we've done them on the podcast or if it's come up. I can't remember.
Is that Man with Acoustic Guitar?
No.
Okay.
This song is good.
I'm kind of...
It built.
I don't dislike it, but it's not knocking me out in the same way as the other ones.
I love it.
Interesting. I don't dislike it.
Mexican music.
Could you hear...
What?
Can you imagine Billy Joel singing this?
Yeah. You're
maybe,
not wrong.
Maybe that's what I don't like about it.
This one says it has writing credits by Sam Means, who is the other guy in the format. On Genius. I don't...
Maybe it's one that they like started together?
Yeah, maybe.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. I don't see that on Discogs, but I don't know. I never know which of these things are actually correct on, you know, the internet. This is the most popular song on the album, which I was surprised by. Because I couldn't remember it by name, but this does ring a bell now.
What's the name of it?
The Gambler. Oh, this one's sweet. Sorry, I got there quickly.
Yep. There's a very famous song called The Gambler already.
Yeah. Good years left to spend out in the garden. I don't care to beg your
pardon. We should live. Good piano part.
So nice, right? We were barely 18 when we crossed collective
hearts. It was cold, but it got warm. When you barely cross, I feel like fun songs would be very hard to do for karaoke.
Well, also because he sings so... His voice is too good.
Great range.
Yeah. Love at second sight. That's a good line. I mean, and you're right. Like, they really set themselves up to have to tour with a lot of people.
Yeah. It feels unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
The songs I know from the second album, I don't
massive.
Remember. Yeah, but I don't remember them being as stringy. But maybe I'm just not remembering.
Couldn't tell you. It's been a really long time since I listened to that one. We'll never leave your
side. Very pretty.
So pretty.
I could see this being on a bunch of mushy mixtapes on Spotify.
Sure. So we moved to Arizona. I think save our only
son, and now he's turning. What?
I think this is like from the perspective of his parents.
Oh. Yeah, because I was bumping up against the we moved to Arizona to save our only son. Or it could be about Ma and Pa Kent.
Could be. But it was like it was the winter of 86. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it's from his father's perspective.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. When the doctors tried to take you away, like the night you took my hand beside a fire 30 years ago. It's sweet. Yeah,
I'm just trying to get a handle on the narrative. Sorry for the radio silence.
I know. I was too. You'd be here till we decide that it's our time, but it's not time. You never quit in all your life. So I feel like it's what, because I have the lyrics in front of me. I think it's the perspective of his father to his mother.
Okay. We'll never leave your side. I knew you said it. I forgot the name of it.
The Gambler.
The Gambler. My life, you know that I will never leave your side. I wonder. You told. Did you say who arranged it? Was that one of the credits you already said?
It was. Yeah, the arranged by was. Well, this. What track is this? This is track 9. So this one was specifically arranged by Andrew Dost and Roger Joseph Manning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a very complicated
elaborate
job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like we're doing a lot of story songs on this album.
And then this is the final song.
Oh, wow.
Not The Gambler, the next one. Hold on. It is called... Sorry, my brain just broke. Oh, take... Oh, my God. I forgot about this one.
What's it called?
Sorry, Take Your Time Coming Home.
Okay.
Take Your Time, parentheses, Coming Home. I realized that the punctuation there was actually doing something. man. I haven't listened to this one in a while, in case you couldn't tell by my reaction.
This sounds like a Paul Simon song so far.
Great. This one sounds like Steel Train.
Can I propose something?
Yeah.
I think this song would be better just starting with the Take Your Time.
I don't feel strongly either way.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is the most Steel Train sounding to me. I love this one. Oh, I forgot how much I like this one.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the additional musicians.
It's a lot.
There's somebody playing the calliope on track one.
Crazy.
That's impressive. Phil Parlapiano played the accordion. That's a cool last name.
This feels like a nice closer to me.
It does feel like a closer, especially with this organ.
Yeah. It's just a lot of words. It's like hard to talk over because I'm like listening to all the words.
Was that our first curse word too?
Might be. Definitely
might
not
be.
A lot.
I did Google. This band is not broken up.
Yeah.
But they are taking some time apart.
For 10 years.
Coming up on 10 years.
Yes.
Yep. Jack hasn't really done anything.
On this?
No, since that time.
Oh, yeah, he's been pretty low key since then. Yeah. Been taking it real easy.
Yeah. Gotta get him out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would like this. This is such a specific and dumb edit, but I feel like I would prefer the Na-Na's there if we hadn't opened with them.
Fine. I'll allow it.
Okay. Give me the masters.
If you have even one migraine day a week, that's 52 migraine days.
I don't know where that's playing from.
52 migraine days a year. Days
I will not be editing that out. That is insane what just happened.
I couldn't find it.
Heather had a yell in the house because we could not be heard over the migraine commercial. Oh my god. What was doing it?
It was an ad on Genius. They always get
it's
me.
It's always Genius.
It's always Genius.
The fact that it was like four layers of it.
I don't know what was happening.
Oh, that was scary.
Also, it was distracting, obviously, but there was a reference to a format song that was happening at that time that I was going to try to tell you about. There's a line in the song that... And we're through with Causing a Scene, which is a reference to the first single, the format song.
I see. I don't think you get to tell me about that now.
Nope, but you can never know.
Nope. Man, oh man. We've had some jump scares on the show before, but that was a new level. That was just...
That one was bad.
That album was suddenly possessed by a migraine medication.
God.
That was the computer saying, you guys aren't talking enough over this album.
Yeah, it was like, we're going to talk over it for you.
You're trying to get a copyright strike? Come on.
Yeah. Oh my god, I would be so upset if our first copyright strike was from Fun, a band I love so much.
Well, you run that risk all the time.
I know, it's true.
For me, at least I have the chance to hate a band that I hate for good reason.
Fair.
Love that walk.
So good.
That's my favorite walk on this album after Walking the Dog.
You loved that one.
I did like that one. Yep, big finish.
Which, like, it's a closer.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Absolutely.
I'd be annoyed, maybe, if this wasn't a closer. It's like, all right, fellas, let's wrap it up. But they are.
Agreed. Yeah, the only way you could do this not as a closer is if you did a really quiet one guy in a piano song.
Yes.
I feel like we've learned all the ways to close an album.
We're experts. If anyone would like us to consult on how you should close an album, open an album,
yeah, I think we
the
could,
length of your album.
We could sequence albums for people.
We have thoughts for you.
Yeah, we bring us in as sequence consultants.
Yeah. We have opinions.
Yeah, we'd be happy to do it.
Are they good? We don't know, but...
That's not for you to decide. That's for
us
to tell you.
That's what consultants do.
That's
we
right.
tell you things. Yes?
I do think they could close it a little quicker.
I didn't want to tell you how long the song was.
I feel like I'm just worried about people passing out. They're
playing too hard. The song is 7 minutes and 51 seconds. We're almost there.
It's not bad. And I'm hitting my wall pretty late. Pretty close to the actual ending.
Yeah, there's like 30 seconds left. And it's not just nonsense noise,
which
you hate.
I do hate that. And you lifted out a minute of it because we... the song was weird, Oops. And then we had to talk about it.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
A fade out. That's something we've talked about that we don't hear a lot of.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I do too. How long do they think... If it was 8 minutes without a fade out, how long did they play it?
Rumor has it they're still playing it.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Ramsey.
Heather.
That was the first Fun album.
It was good and fun.
Woo!
I liked it.
I knew it.
Yep. I don't love Bleachers solo, so get him back in the room.
But there's one really good song on the new Bleacher. You're not going to like it. Never mind.
Save it for a mini episode.
Yeah. I'm just going to do the entire Bleacher album in mini episodes is what's going to happen on this one.
Oh, yeah. We have done a lot of tracks off this new one.
I love this album. We will have to do the second Fun album at some point.
I'm excited to listen to it. I feel like I want to listen to it, but I won't do it.
Don't you dare.
Okay,
That's content, baby.
Please don't yell at me.
I didn't. That was Stern talking I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, that was fun. I would not have liked it if I didn't have all the background information about each of the individual members and what they were up to before this band, though.
I knew you wouldn't.
So thank you for giving me that context.
Mm-hmm. I knew you had to have all the history.
You had to appreciate it.
Exactly.
At the same level that you were.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, a rare win.
Yes.
We love it.
Heather. Good work, boys.
Good work, boys.
Well,
of summer?
Three boys.
You're not wrong.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Just calling a group of boys in the year 2024.
Yeah.
And not 1924 is strange to me.
Fine.
Keep them flying, boys. America says, keep it up.
Have you been watching Masters of Air?
I've watched every episode of Masters of
Air. Oh, would I like it? I've considered it.
So, I
like Austin Butler.
I mean, he is present.
Is he the master of the air?
They are all masters of the air.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Did you ever watch Band of Brothers?
No.
Okay.
That feels boring.
Well, it is.
Band of Brothers in the air?
So the first half is not as good as the second half, is what I would say.
I have heard this.
Yes.
From The Watch, as everyone knows, this Watch Recap podcast.
Yes. I would say try the pilot.
Okay.
By which I mean Austin Butler.
Yeah.
He's the pilot.
I'll try him.
Try him. And if you're like, eh, then that's probably enough to get you to the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Ramsey.
Heather.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at RamseyESS.com. What about you, Heather?
Heather Shea, S-H-A-E, on all the things. You can find both of us at ifyourlistening.com. You can find our Patreon there.
We do exclusive bonus episodes, including our Prelude to Fun.
Exactly. And it's also fun in the Patreon.
Hey.
Thank you.
Period.
Period.
Goodbye.
As the kids say, bye.
If you have even one migraine, friend time, 50 migraine, meal time, bed days.